How do you answer your questioning? A Pride event can help. At Pride events, you will be exposed to the entire realm of the LGBTQ+ community. You'll have the chance to observe, to talk to others who may be exploring, and to attend gatherings of those whom you may be attracted to. As you move about within the community, do these things. Identify the images that turn you on. As you observe couples, threesomes, etc. who are obviously sexually attracted to one another, which ones stimulate your libido? For example, you identify as a lesbian and all of your sexual encounters have been only with other females. Now you observe female bisexuals engaged with both females and males, and this turns you on. Maybe you want to explore how an actual bisexual encounter makes you feel. What's in your imagination? When you do finally have the chance to get some sleep, close your eyes, bring up all those images you have observed, and have a fantasy session with those that got you excited. Do they still turn you on now? Imagine what your perfect sexual scenario would look like. Dump the dogma. At Pride, there is no dogma of right or wrong, good or bad as far as sexual identity and sex are concerned. Let's suppose you are a straight male or female who is attending your first Pride event because you are questioning whether you are really heterosexual. Pride is the perfect place to have those same sex experiences. There will be no judgment. Just be safe as you do. Some time alone? Access an LGBTQ dating app. So, you are back at your room or hotel for some sleep, but you can't sleep. Too many thoughts rolling around in your head. Get to an online LGBTQ dating app, and chat up some matches that you think you may be interested in. Even have a video date with someone you feel attracted to. Or, if the app has them, join a chat room discussion of the S exploration experiences you are having and hear what other S explorers have to say. It helps to talk to supportive people. Practice safe sex. This should be a given, but in the heat of the moment, many forget. When you go to Pride to explore your sexuality, take the precautions that you know to be right. And take the gear you need to ensure your safety. Condoms are a must, for example. Don't trust what anyone tells you. Your right to question and explore. This is the one universal truth. You have the right to question your sexual identity at any time in your life and at any place, so long as your behavior does not cause harm to someone else. And this exploration can happen at any time in your life. What's more, you have the right to explore and change your sexual identity as often as is right for you. There is no need to feel discomfort, guilt, or shame. No one in the LGBTQ community will be judging you, that's for sure. So, have at it. Get your S exploration on, find out who you want to be today, and understand that this may easily change over time. It's a freedom you should embrace.